And with Duncan Alexander from The Athletic in the old Bank of England, which is a pub on Fleet Street. Very, very nice indeed. Very dramatic, a little bit gothic. It's like an old, the old Bank of England. That's literally what they've called it. And they've called it that for a reason. I'm quite a fan. We're going to talk about the numbers behind Liverpool's league title win. That's the plan for this. So the numbers behind Liverpool's league title win, Duncan. I stay close to the numbers through work with StatsBomb and stuff like that. One of the things that I would argue becomes the most staggering aspect of the season is XG difference, including penalties. Liverpool end up having a more positive one than Manchester City's and Arsenal's put together.
Yeah.
And I just think that with that, you know, it's that is so marked. But all most of what Liverpool have done has just been to sustain the previous year's performance, whereas what's happened to Chelsea, to Arsenal and Manchester City, I think in different ways, is almost the story of the season.
Yeah, very much so. I think that is the story of the season. Liverpool kind of maintained their standards. You know, pretty consistent, got into the 80 points, could have got into the 90s. City and Arsenal, as you say, for different reasons, really fell away. And I think that we kind of need to explore why that was the case, really. Because that, I mean, it's not devaluing Liverpool's title because each title is won on its own merits. I think, you know, you look back at the similar seasons in the late 90s and early 2000s, but you look back at them now, you don't have the nuance anymore. You just see, oh, Manchester United won it that year, or Chelsea won it that year, or Arsenal, or whatever. So we are now in a position where we can consider the minutiae of the season, but
I mean, ultimately, Liverpool are the winners, and that will remain the case.
The way the winners point is, it's interesting because towards the end of the season, Liverpool, I think, start to play a little bit safe. I actually think there's almost like a BCAD moment, which is, I think, is 2-0 up at the Etihad at half time. Liverpool are much the better side first half and come out second half and very much have a what we have, we hold mentality. And I think that that sort of persists through the remainder of the fixtures a little bit more than you'd think, but also understandable given, you know, Liverpool's only previous title with those players was during COVID and all of that sort of stuff. It's, for me, it's what got Liverpool into that position that I'm absolutely, absolutely fascinated by. Because as you say, Liverpool were very economical in what they did, kept amassing the points, whereas everyone around them found it really, really hard. And the first thing that I think is, I don't think City or Arsenal were as prepared as Liverpool were for the increase in quality through the 17 teams that didn't get relegated.